Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 979, for Wednesday, November 13th, 2024. This is the GTS Distribution Edition, a monthly look at the best-selling board games according to that distributor. As we continue to catch up on old lists, this time we are up to May of 2024, just 6 months ago. Debuting at number 10, one of seven debuts, and, or rather six debuts and eight new entries, Dungeon by David R. McGarry, published by Wizards of the Coast. Now, this is a Dungeons & Dragons game. GTS Distribution called it the New Edition. Although the last edition listed on Board Game Geek is from 2014, and it was originally published in 1975. Debuting at number 9, Sand, by Ariel Di Costanzo and Javier Pellizzari, published by Devere. At number 8, up 3 positions from last week, it fell out of the top 10 just barely, but is now returning for its 12th appearance, Wingspan Asia, by Elizabeth Hargrave, published by Stonemaier Games. Re-entering at number 7, Betrayal at House on the Hill, by Bruce Glasgow, published by Avalon Hill. Now, this is a game that is recurringly on the ICV2 edition, which is a survey of all game stores, whereas GTS Distribution is just from that distributor, and they are missing, as I've mentioned before, but maybe not recently. They don't distribute every game. You notice, for example, that Codenames is not on here, and Ticket to Ride and Catan are not on here. However, Betrayal at House on the Hill, the last time it was on this list was way back in March of 2021, more than 3 years ago. This is its 5th appearance. Debuting at number 6, Nida Valir by Serge Lager, published by Grrr Games. It's capital G, capital R, capital R, capital R, capital E, I guess. I don't know that that stands for anything. Debuting at number 5, The White Castle by Shay S. and Isra C., published by Devere. Debuting at number 4, Isle of Night by Dustin Dowdle, published by Red Raven Games. And the highest debut is at number 3, Nida Valir, Thing Valir, by Serge Lager, published by Grrr Games. The expansion for Nida Valir. I'm not sure why it's on here either. Both of these are listed with 2020 release dates on Board Game Geek, but apparently a new printing. After falling back to number 5 last month, back up 3 spots at number 2 where it was 2 months ago, Wingspan by Elizabeth Hargrave, published by Stonemaier Games. And repeating at number 1 for the 3rd consecutive time, Wormspan by Connie Vogelman, published by Stonemaier Games. So after Wingspan reeled off 3 in a row a few months ago, which was the first time that's ever happened on this list, now another game has immediately done the same thing. Wingspan's cousin. That makes a lot of sense. There's your top 10 according to units sold. Let's now take a look at the top 10 according to revenue. There, at number 10, is the Isle of Cats, which misses the top 10 on the units list. It fell in at number 12. Number 9 for revenue, not even in the top 25 on the units list, Scythe. At number 8 is Sand. That's one position better than it was for units. And 9 positions better at number 7, Skyrise. Meanwhile, 2 positions worse at number 6, Wingspan Asia. The White Castle holds down number 5 on both lists. Oh, I'm sorry, it's two positions better for Wingspan Asia. And 3 positions better at number 4, Betrayal at House on the Hill. Number 3 is Too Many Bones, another game that did not make the top 25 by units. But number 2 on both lists is Wingspan, and number 1 on both lists is Wormspan. This May 2024 GTS Distribution Edition is for Wednesday, November 13th, 2024.